Isaiah 30. Woe to the rebellious children, says Yahweh, who take counsel, but not from me, and who make an alliance, but not with my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who set out to go down into Egypt without asking for my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to take refuge in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore the strength of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the refuge in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For their princes are at Zoan, and their ambassadors have come to Hanes. They shall all be ashamed because of a people that can't profit them, that are not a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the animals of the south. Through the land of trouble and anguish, of the lioness and the lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they carry their riches on the shoulders of young donkeys and their treasures on the humps of camels to an unprofitable people. For Egypt helps in vain and to no purpose. Therefore I have called her Rahab who sits still. Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever. For it is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear Yahweh's law, who tell the seers, don't see, and the prophets, don't prophesy to us right things. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn away from the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore, the Holy One of Israel says, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and rely on it, therefore this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. He will break it as a potter's vessel is broken, breaking it in pieces without sparing, so that there won't be found among the broken pieces a piece good enough to take fire from the hearth or to dip up water out of the cistern. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, you will be saved in returning in rest. Your strength will be in quietness and confidence. You refused, but you said no, for we will flee on horses. Therefore you will flee. And we will ride on the swift, therefore those who pursue you will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five you will flee until you are left like a beacon on the top of a mountain and like a banner on a hill. Therefore Yahweh will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For Yahweh is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people who dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the voice of your cry. When he hears you, he will answer you. Though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers won't be hidden any more, but your eyes will see your teachers. And when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You shall defile the overlaying of your engraved images of silver, and the plating of your molten images of gold. You shall cast them away as an unclean thing. You shall tell it, go away. He will give the rain for your seed, with which you will sow the ground, and bread of the increase of the ground will be rich and plentiful. In that day your livestock will feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise and the young donkeys that till the ground will eat savory feed, which has been winnowed with the shovel and with the fork. There will be brooks and streams of water on every lofty mountain and on every high hill, in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days, in the day that Yahweh binds up the fracture of his people and heals the wound they were struck with. Behold, Yahweh's name comes from far away, burning with his anger, and in thick rising smoke. His lips are full of indignation. His tongue is as a devouring fire. His breath is as an overflowing stream that reaches even to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of destruction. A bridle that leads to ruin will be in the jaws of the peoples. You will have a song, as in the night when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goes with a flute to come to Yahweh's mountain, to Israel's rock. Yahweh will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and will show the descent of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and the flame of a devouring fire, with a blast, storm, and hailstones. For through Yahweh's voice the Assyrian will be dismayed. He will strike him with his rod. Every stroke of the rod of punishment which Yahweh will lay on him will be with the sound of tambourines and harps. He will fight with them in battles, brandishing weapons. For his burning place has long been ready. Yes, it is prepared for the king. He has made its pyre deep and large with fire and much wood. Yahweh's breath, like a stream of sulfur, kindles it. Isaiah 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses, and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they don't look to the Holy One of Israel, and they don't seek Yahweh. Yet he also is wise and will bring disaster, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When Yahweh stretches out his hand, both he who helps shall stumble, and he who is helped shall fall, and they all shall be consumed together. For Yahweh says to me, as the lion and the young lion growling over his prey, if a multitude of shepherds is called together against him, will not be dismayed at their voice, nor abase himself for their noise. So Yahweh of armies will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its heights. As birds hovering, so Yahweh of armies will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and preserve it. Return to him from whom you have deeply revolted, children of Israel. For in that day everyone shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, sin which your own hands have made for you. The Assyrian will fall by the sword, not of man, and the sword, not of mankind, shall devour him. He will flee from the sword, and his young men will become subject to forced labor. His rock will pass away by reason of terror, and his princes will be afraid of the banner, says Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Isaiah 32. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in justice. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the storm, as streams of water in a dry place, as the shade of a large rock in a weary land. The eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. The fool will no longer be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool will speak folly, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice profanity, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and to cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The ways of the scoundrel are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the humble with lying words, even when the needy speaks right. But the noble devises noble things, and he will continue in noble things. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice. You careless daughters, give ear to my speech. For days beyond a year you will be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage will fail, the harvest won't come. Tremble, you women who are at ease, be troubled, you careless ones. Strip yourselves, make yourselves naked, and put sackcloth on your waist. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. Thorns and briars will come up on my people's land. Yes, on all the houses of joy in the joyous city. For the palace will be forsaken. The populous city will be deserted. The hill and the watchtower will be for dens forever, a delight for wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is considered a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in a peaceful habitation, in safe dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Though hail flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely, blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out the feet of the ox and the donkey. Isaiah 33. Woe to you who destroy, but you weren't destroyed, and who betray, but nobody betrayed you. When you have finished destroying, you will be destroyed, and when you have finished betrayal, you will be betrayed. Yahweh, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the thunder, the peoples have fled. When you lift yourself up, the nations are scattered. Your plunder will be gathered as the caterpillar gathers. Men will leap on it as locusts leap. Yahweh is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. There will be stability in your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of Yahweh is your treasure. Behold, their valiant ones cry outside. The ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways are desolate. The traveling man ceases. The covenant is broken. He has despised the cities. He doesn't respect man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded and withers away. Sharon is like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel are stripped bare. Now I will arise, says Yahweh. Now I will lift myself up. Now I will be exalted. You will conceive chaff. You will give birth to stubble. Your breath is a fire that will devour you. The peoples will be like the burning of lime, like thorns that are cut down and burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless ones. Who among us can live with a devouring fire? Who among us can live with everlasting burning? He who walks righteously and speaks blamelessly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing to take a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. He will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. His bread will be supplied. His waters will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see a distant land. Your heart will meditate on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed? Where is he who counted the towers? You will no longer see the fierce people, a people of a deep speech that you can't comprehend, with a strange language that you can't understand. Look at Zion, the city of our appointed festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tent that won't be removed. Its stakes will never be plucked up, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there Yahweh will be with us in majesty, a place of wide rivers and streams, in which no galley with oars will go. neither will any gallant ship pass by there. For Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our king, he will save us. Your rigging is untied, they couldn't strengthen the foot of their mast, they couldn't spread the sail. Then the prey of a great plunder was divided, the lame took the prey. The inhabitant won't say, I am sick. The people who dwell therein will be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 34. Come near, you nations, to hear. Listen, you peoples. Let the earth and all it contains hear, the world and everything that comes from it. For Yahweh is enraged against all the nations, and angry with all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over for slaughter. Their slain will also be cast out, and the stench of their dead bodies will come up. The mountains will melt in their blood. All of the army of the sky will be dissolved. The sky will be rolled up like a scroll, and all its armies will fade away, as a leaf fades from off a vine or a fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the sky. Behold, it will come down on Edom, and on the people of my curse for judgment. Yahweh's sword is filled with blood. It is covered with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen will come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls, and their land will be drunken with blood, and their dust made greasy with fat. For Yahweh has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Its streams will be turned into pitch, its dust into sulfur, and its land will become burning pitch. It won't be quenched night or day. Its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation it will lie waste. No one will pass through it forever and ever. But the pelican and the porcupine will possess it. The owl and the raven will dwell in it. He will stretch the line of confusion over it, and the plumb line of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. Thorns will come up in its palaces, nettles and thistles in its fortresses, and it will be a habitation of jackals, a court for ostriches. The wild animals of the desert will meet with the wolves, and the wild goat will cry to his fellow. Yes, the night creature shall settle there, and shall find herself a place of rest. The arrow snake will make her nest there, and lay, hatch, and gather under her shade. Yes, the kites will be gathered there, every one with her mate. Search in the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will be missing. None will lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they will dwell in it.